We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim She'Odom Yoytze Behem Yedei Chavasa Pesach. These are the type of grains you're allowed to use for matzah in order to be Yoytze, your mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is only on the first night of Pesach, like Rashi speaks out, and Hey Yoytze is mitzvah of matzah only with these five grains. What are the five grains? Bechitim, it's wheat, Sairim is barley, Besairim is barley, Bekusmim is spelt, Veshifayin is rye, Vesbel Shul is oats. So these are the five grains you can be yoytze to the mitzvah of matzah with. Another halacha, that what happens if you have demai? Demai is tefua that was bought from Amma Aretz. You're not sure if it took of chumas and maestras. Tevel you definitely cannot use for matzah because it's also to eat, so it could be a mitzvah of aveiro, or a different reason, we'll talk about it in a second. But what about demai? So the Mishnah says, be yoytze with demai. If you buy from Amma Aretz tefua, even though Madara Bonon it needs to be, these are frosh's chumas and maestras, at least a frosh's maestras to buy. Still, the halacha is yaitza, we'll see why in the Gemara on base. Well, maestra rishon shnitl trumasai. Maestra rishon is what the Levi gets, and the halacha is the Levi has to give 10% to the Kayin. So, maestra rishon shnitl trumasai is good, and the Gemara is going to ask pshita, so what could be wrong with that? Another halacha, maestra sheni, you're allowed to use maestra sheni for matzahs, even though it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, still the halacha is it's good for matzah. But hekdesh I'm speaking that out prematurely, I think more later on. This mishnah is going on, maestra sheni, hekdesh sheniftu, I touched the wrong, maestra sheni, hekdesh sheniftu. After you poide it, you're allowed to use it for matzah, pasha, because it's nifta already. And kahanim can use bechala uva chuma. They can use chala and chuma, but not a yisrael. Like Rashi speaks out, a yisrael but chuma loy, they cannot use chuma. Even though you know a yisrael can use chuma for erevin, but for matzahs he can't use it because he is not allowed to eat it. And we'll see again. There's a drasha later on. Could be that if something has an iser besides for chametz, then it can't be used for matzah. But we'll talk about more when we get to it. So Akapana, the Mishnah says the five grains, this is used demai, maestri rishon to the masai, maestri sheni v'hek sheniftu, and kahanim b'chala uva chuma. Avaloi b'tevel, he can't use tevel, avaloi maestri rishon to the masai, he can't use tevel that was not taken off the chuma. Avaloi b'maestri sheni v'hek sheniftu, you cannot use maestri sheni v'hek sheniftu. So here, the Mishnah speaks out, you cannot use maestri sheni v'hek sheniftu, even in Yerushalayim. Even in Yerushalayim, you can't use it, but there is a man di Omar later on the Lamed Vav, Rabbi Kiva, who holds that you could use Maisa Sheni for, in Yerushalayim, for matzah. So it's really machlokes, because this Mishnah is going, according to Mani Yama holds, you cannot use Maisa Sheni v'hekdesh shaloi niftu. You cannot use it. Or you can tie it, which means chutz Yerushalayim, like Rashi says. So Rashi says that you have a way to tie it, it's going chutz Yerushalayim, and then it's not telling that machlokes. So again, let's just recap with Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni sheniftu, no problem, because it's a regular chulin. Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim is a machlokes. Machlokes on the Gemara that I'm above. Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. Machlokes on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Our Mishnah says Maisa Sheni is no good. That could be either going according to Rabbi Yisrael HaGlili in Yerushalayim, or it's going Chutz Yerushalayim and it's a Kuliyama. Chutz Yerushalayim, it's also. And that's the Rashi learns, it's going Kuliyama, Chutz Yerushalayim, it's also to use Maisa Sheni for matzah. Chalos HaToido Rukiki Nazir. When you bake chalos for the Toido or for the Nazir, also last month, if you made it for yourself, and Yotze Behem can be Yotze. But well, tomorrow I'll make a drosh of that later on. But also, Limko, if you made it to sell Bashuk, then Yotze, you could be Yotze. And the reason is because you might land up not selling it for Chalas Toida, therefore, you could use it as matzahs. So, Kapalam, that's our Mishnah. And the first Chalik of our Gemara, the first part of our Gemara, we'll talk about the first part of our Mishnah. It says that the Yotze, the mitzvah, matzah, Yadi Yuzafka, the Chamishas Aminim, we call Chamishas Aminim, the five grains. Tana, Kusmin Min Chitim. Spelt is in the chitim family. Shabayla shual, which is oats, v'shi finance rye, min sa'irim is in the sa'irim family. What's in a gay, which family it's in? So Rashi speaks out, because la'inyan truma, that the halacha is truma, has to be tarim medafka min aminoi. So kusman is considered a type of chitim, a subcategory of chitim, and rye, oats, are a subcategory of barley. Now, Mark explains what each one is. Kusmin is galba, which is spelt. Shifan is dishra, which is rye. Shmel shual is shivile tala, which is oats. Which is oats. Now, in halacha, lemaisa, the Ramah Paskins brings down, lechatchila shuzdafka chitim. And why is Akhtam Shabarua? Because since it's more ohov, people like it better. It's more chav of people, it's a mitzvah, hidda mitzvah to shuzdafka chitim. But if the guy has issues with his stomach, then he could mean him. But the Maisa, the Iker main lechatchila is to have use with chitim. And the Gemara makes a diak. Hani in, these five grains, yeah. Oyrez of Deichen Lo, you cannot use rice to make matzahs or millet to make matzahs. Even though it can make a good matzah, it's not good matzahs. Why not? Lo, how do you know? Arm Shem Malakish, Chen Tonne Be'er B'Shmal, Chen Tonne Be'er B'Lez B'Yakov, Oyim Akra, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisoychel Alav Chametz, Shivas Yom Techo Matzahs. There's a hekish in the Pasuk. It says you shouldn't eat Chametz, Shivas Yom, and then it says Shivas Yom Techo Matzahs. Shouldn't eat Chametz. And then it says you should eat matzahs. So the hekish, Chametz the matzah. And the hekish goes like this. Something that come chametz could rise, could become leavened, is the English word. Then yaitza matzah. Oyrez and deichim, when they rise, according to the Tanakam, it's not really rising. It's just getting spoiled. It's not called rising. Therefore, it can't become chametz. It can't become chametz. Therefore, the halach is it cannot be used for matzah. Now, you see from here, that something has to be become chametz or to matzah. So it comes a big shiloh with the gluten-free. Now, oats are basically naturally gluten-free. It has a minute amount of gluten in this. If you use the oats to make matzah, it's not a problem, even because it has enough gluten there that will come chametz. But there is a type of oats that's made, they make it in England, they take out the gluten from it, and they try to make matzah from that. It's a big shiloh for yoytza matzah, because it could be, it has to be something that's right to become chametz. If you take out gluten, it can't become chametz, therefore, it won't be. Go matzah, you have to ask your own rav that shiloh. That's one thing. Another thing I want to speak out is that just there's a lesson here to be learned on this drasha. Something to become chametz, only to become chametz to come matzah. Why? In order for someone to be great, he has to have a yetzahar also. He has that friction. If someone has it very easy, he can't become great. You only become great if you have challenges. You rise over your challenges, rise over your chametz. The chametz like the yetzahar, then you can become great.
That's what.
Right, yeah, because the yetzahar. So same thing here. You have to have the chametz. You have to have the chametz in order to have matzah. You can't have matzah without chametz. Yeah, that's the aside from the Gemara you learn now. So to Gemara Vayit. The Mastisim Loik Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. It's our Mishnah that says dafkli is 5 minim and not rice. It's not like Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. Da'ama oirez mindogim. Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri holds that rice is one of the mindogim. Like everything, you make hamoitzi on bread from mindogim from oirez. You make hamoitzi on rice bread according to Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. V'chayav malchemutz karis and chayiv karis. The Tanya Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri oiser ba'oirez v'doichin. Here's karav lahachmes. Because the words of the brayser just was that he asers because karav lahachmes. And Gemara wasn't sure what that means. Boyalu. Shekarav lahachmetz means the kodem of mechametz. That not only does it get chametz, it gets chametz quickly. That means karav lahachmetz. Oidilma, maybe karav lahachmetz of Yechim Ruri means it's karav lahachmetz, it's close to getting chametz. But the chametz gomer lahava. Karav lahachmetz hava, and nafmino bi, chayev karas or not. So we said Rabbi Yechim Ruri holds chayev karas. We said, wrote down a braisa that says, we're not sure what that means. What does karav lahachmetz mean? Does it mean, is it similar to chametz, but not mamish chametz, or it goes quicker? Well, it might be a rai from a braisa that Rabbi Yechon holds it like a regular mindogan. Toshamah Tanya, Om Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, oirez mindoganu v'chayovin al chimutzei karis, yichayev karis, v'odom yoytze v'chvasa pesach, yichayev on pesach, and yoytze mitzvah matzah with it on pesach. And in halacha, Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass it. That only after 5 minim. And not only that, the mechaber pasuk is allowed to eat tafshel shel oirez, a rice tafshel on Pesach. On there, the Ramah says, no, how many is that we asa oirez and other kidneys as well. And what's the reason? There's a few different reasons. One of the reasons are because it grows together with the other wheat. And the other reason is because it looks like bread. So if you let people have rice bread, so the Amorats will say, oh, bread's mutter. And that's why they asa kidneys, according to the Ramah. Another type of grain called kromis is chayav b'chala. What is kromis? My kromis. I'm a bayah shetzinsa. Oh, what's my shetzinsa? Shetznisa. What's shetznisa? Or a pop shetznisa, the mishtacha b'eganei kalusa. It's these seeds found near poppy seeds. And what the Lazi Raj teaches, it means it's something called shvarza kimmel, which is kimmel bread. Some people know it, they call it buggy bread. It has like these black little seeds. It's called kimmel bread. That's what this thing is. According to Rechon Uri, kimmel also is one of the grains that Yichayev Chametz and Hamaitzi and all the halachas are bread, kimmel bread. There's not a tzav what it means, something called zun in Hebrew, and it's maybe called fennel in English. I in your local art school to see the Femshatim, but that's the part that means shvarza kimmel. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rava Bar Bar Chana Rav Shlokish. Isa, kids, that's the halacha over here that we've learned that Rehigru holds Oirez Mendogan and also Karamis Mendogan. Amar Rava Bar Chana Rav Shlokish. Isa, Shanulusha V'yayim V'shem and Vash. Let's say you have good dough, regular wheat flour, and you knead it, instead of water, you use wine or oil or honey. Ein Chayav Malchamutzakaros. You're not chayev karis on the chametz. And we're not sure why yet. What's pshat? So we're going to discuss what's pshat on shlag. Pshat is a fact. If you need dough with yayin, shem, and dvash, wine, oil, and honey, it's not, you're not chayev karis for the chametz. Yosef Rapapa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Kameh, Rav Idi, Ba'oven. Rapapa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, was sitting in front of Idi Ba'oven. Yosef, Idi Ba'oven, come namner. Idi Ba'oven, I guess, was the Rebbe, and he was dozing. Amalei Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Shula, Rav Papa. My time with Rav Shlakush. What's Pshat Rav Shlakush? Why, if you need it with wine or oil, is it not chayev for chametz? Amalei, Doma Kral, or Seicha love chametz. And it's a hekesh. And you say like this. Dvarim Shalom V'yotzeh V'yem Dechavos HaMatzah. Only something you can be Yotzeh Matzah with are you chayev karis. Chayev Malachim Mishu karis. V'ha, Hoyol V'yin Od V'yotzeh V'chavosoy. Why? You can't be Yotzeh the mitzvah matzah with dough, with wheat, kneaded with wine, or shemen, or dvash. What's pshat? Davli matzah ashira. It's called matzah ashira. Egg matzah, same thing, it's called matzah ashira. That's not called matzah lechem oini. Lechem oini gotta be a poor man's bread, just water. Not any fancy stuff in there. Davli matzah ashira. Since you're not, he thought pshat was like this. Since you're not matzah, the mitzvah matzah, you're not yet, so this is matzah ashira. So therefore, you're not going to be chayef for chametz either. That's what you thought pshat on shlakus was. I'm asking you a kasha. He's going to ask him from. He's going to show him that's possibly chayef chametz on something, even though you're not mitzvah, not yet to the mitzvah matzah. It says if you take chametz and you soak it in water, and then himcho v'gamal. Himcho means you soak it in water v'gamal, and you swallow it in one gulp. Im chametz u'enish karas. But it's matzah, you're not yotzei chametz on Pesach. So you see, it's possible to chayef for chametz, chayef karis for chametz, and not yotzei matzah. So here also, even a night matzah matzah shira, let you be have the yotzei chametz. You don't like the dimyan. So it's once in the ma'aseh achilah, yeah. Zeh feitach sam soif and others, but Machrusa showed me that in the Gemara Chulin it actually says that. The reason why you're not yaitza when you eat that, it's not called lechem oini, because it's lechem oini. But something like that, this is not a way of eating a poor man eats. So it could be it's a varat lechem oini also. It's a chasar in lechem oini. It could be, but the Chorim asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara doesn't say your teretz. The Gemara doesn't say it's not a dimyan, or it is a dimyan. The Gemara answers, we'll see what the Gemara answers. V'hocha, de'en od mirzei chosem matzah, v'chayov v'machemutzi karis. So it's a good kasha. It's taka good kasha. It can't be pshat that the reason why, if you need dough with yayin shem advash, that it's potter, because it's potter from chametz, because you're not yetzal, it's matzah shira, it's not the pshat. Because it's possible to have something that's chametz, and you'll be pot, you're not be kosher for matzah. For example, matzah shira, or if you eat it in a funny way. So what's pshat? It's sur bor v'ad v'avon. Rav woke up, omalu dardaki, said, children, you have the wrong pshat. Hainu time to Ashlakush, which is the Havale May Paris. The Pshat Ashlakush is, since you kneaded the dough with May Paris have you said, May Paris ain't Machmitzin. By May Paris, it does not become Chometz from May Paris. It can make something Chometz, and it can become something Chometz, so that's why, like we said before, something that can become Chometz, it can be Yotza, the mitzvah of Matzah. And we'll see later on, it's taka a big discussion if May Paris can make Chometz. Tosfos says, that it depends. If there's water in the May Paris, added water, then it will be made chametz. It has to be pure May Paris. It's very negay for people who eat gebrux, could they put butter on matzah? That's like May Paris. Or they could want to put milk in the matzah. Shalot, May Paris, not machmitzin. But Tosfos says you have water and it's a problem. So the milk could be, all milk has water. So you have to always clear your own shayla and ask, find your own menhagim about these things, because that's telling the shayla of May Paris, a machmitzim or machmitzim or not.